So now that we are aware of how important the right context is for bottom-up parsing, why don't we think about a way to augment the canonical or characteristic automaton with some means of paying respect to the right context? So for that, the idea would be to keep book of the actual right context of a particular parsing state with by adding a look ahead of one, for example, to the items that we manage in the characteristic automaton. So for that, we add to the item the look ahead, which makes now the LR1 item. Yeah, so this is just the ordinary LR0 item that we had before, augmented with a look ahead of 1. Similarly, we could extend an item to look ahead of larger size, like 2 or 3, by adding like larger look ahead sequence. Yeah? And this X is then usually some terminal symbol that comes from the right context of the left hand side symbol, so from follow K or follow 1 of B. Yeah. Okay, so with that we get an updated idea of what an admissible item is for LR1 items. So we call an LR1 item consisting of the LR0 core and the look ahead of 1 to be admissible for our particular pushdown content if there is an actual right derivation started from the start symbol that is compatible with this alpha beta in the form that you have like the concatenation of alpha i's here together with a gamma, such that there is a chain of protections, or a chain of right derivations culminating in B, which is then expanding to this gamma beta part where our current marker stands right in the middle, so right here. So this is contributing to the separation between this gamma and beta, and this is admissible if the the X from this item is then conforming to the first item of the already completely derived part right of the productions B, which is like this X being a prefix of W. Yeah. So with that, we can start to come up with an update to the characteristic automaton, making it an LR characteristic LR1 automaton that computes admissible items in form of LR1 items for viable prefixes. Yeah, so this is LR1 items then. And similarly to before, we start with the start state, which is now the usual S prime goes to bullet S, now extended with an end of input symbol. Yeah, this is important because this is like the look ahead symbol for the global item, for the start item. And this just means that there's no further token expected to be consumed other than just end of input stream. Yeah, so this is what we start with. Final states of the whole thing is then just every state where the LR0 core is a closed item. So this is nothing different to before, other than that there is a look ahead symbol added to the items. But apart from that, it's still the old final state condition. The core item needs to be closed. Then, what are transitions? Same as before, we have two kinds of transitions. There are the ones that do consume symbols, like these. They just emanate from an item where the symbol is marked with a bullet, and they consume said symbol, and then move the bullet one to the right, such that it skips the symbol. Yeah, so this is nothing than before, nothing different to before. There's still some kind of right context that is just kept throughout these consuming steps, because there's no other reason for the right context to change in these. Other than that, there's the ones that are related to the epsilon closure, which means that we pay respect to the bullet being in front of some non-terminal symbol, which means that we could at the same time just still be interested in, instead of consuming said B, we could be interested in what makes up for this B in terms of how can we expand this this B to some other rule and then try to consume with the right-hand side that makes up for this rule. Yeah, so we have a look at the mark in front of the B and see how this can be expanded by checking an alternative for a production that has B as its left-hand side. So it can be several transitions depending on how many alternatives there are, and we add them as new items to the automaton. But since we're now in LR1 items, we are, of course, interested in the right context of the whole thing. So, what can be the appropriate right context for this newly added item? Well, before, it was set to some symbol X. And now, the thing is that we are looking at a particular expansion that had been done for that, for that particular non-terminal. Yeah, and this is located right in front of this beta thingy. Yeah, so there's still this beta following the B before we even take this X into account as right context. So for the newly added production B going to Markov gamma, we need to consider a different right context than to the one before, namely one that is the combined version of this beta and the original look ahead. This is given by first one of beta, one concatenated with X. So this pays respect to that there might be some right context to the symbol that is expanded or derived. And if that doesn't contribute to any yield, then we can still take into account the old right context, which is given by the X. So this is why there is this one concatenation between the first one set of beta and X. Yeah. So this is an automaton. It can be constructed pretty similar to the old characteristic LR0 automaton. The only difference is now in the management of a one prefix. Yeah, which is the one that follows the left-hand sides. And in a similar fashion as before, we can just almost directly go over to the construction of a canonical LR1 automaton from this definition, which is following the same concepts as before. We do the closure directly, so that we get rid of the power set construction, and other than that, we just follow the original ideas of transitions in there. So for that, we need a concept of how the epsilon closure can be done with look-ahead symbols, and well, here we go. That's how this is done. So doing the epsilon closure on some on a set of LR1 items, making it into an actual LR1 state, works like we take items from this set of original items, where the marker is in front of some non-terminal, see which sentence forms we can derive that have some non-terminal C as a prefix, and then take all the alternatives that exist for such a C in the productions and add them to the state with new open items with a particular look ahead, which is determined by the right context of wherever this C appears, which is given by whatever follows C in derivations starting from B, which is beta, B's original right context, which is beta prime, and then the original look-ahead symbol that was there in the original item. And all of those have to be concatenated to each other, which is done in form of first one of beta beta prime, one concatenated with the original look-ahead symbol. Yeah, so this is not particularly different from what the original canonical LR0 automaton was. Just the only thing is that you need to keep track of the right contexts of certain elements. Yeah, and that's why this beta part is like the important one. Yeah, okay. So with that, we can now set up the automaton construction for the canonical LR1 automaton. That is then the old start state of the characteristic LR1 automaton being epsilon closured. Final states are final states with respect to the same condition as in the LR0 canonical automaton, closed items. It's now just closed LR1 items instead of LR0 items. Yeah, if one of them is closed, then this is a final state. And then there's the transitions, and same as for the LR0 automaton, the transitions are performed in a way that you choose some item from your original item list, from your old state, that are all marked the same symbol, and you transition under that symbol then to a state that has as its core elements the items from before, with the bullet now being shifted by one, and then being epsilon closured. Yeah? Okay. Then this makes up the canonical L1 automaton.